It's the Lee Scott Academy Basketball Russell Building Supply Countdown to Tip-Off on Tiger Country 104.5.
Varsity girls are victorious 56-18. They dominate on the road. Now it's time for the varsity boys to follow suit as well. As we welcome you into the Russell Building Supply Countdown to Tip-Off, it's all brought to you by Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. Bumped it up just a few minutes, so only 2 minutes until action here on the campus of the Dadeville Tigers, but ready for battle are the Lee Scott Warriors, who sit at 18-3. They are 1-0 in area play. Looking to move to 2-0 with a big-time road win. Only about 30 minutes away are the Dadeville Tigers from Auburn, Alabama. But two wins by the varsity girls and the varsity boys. Even the JV boys, who picked up a big win today, makes that 30-minute road trip a whole lot sweeter back to Auburn, Alabama. Let's get you some of those keys to the game. They're brought to you by Jeffco Tramp Funeral Home and Crematory, serving Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County since 1988. The biggest thing right now is continuing to stay healthy. Warriors, safe to say, will be heavy favorites in tonight's game, but you got to take care of business, take care of what you're supposed to do here on the road. Any sort of environment change can create a little bit of a test for any team coming on the road. Again, a little bit of a different mental clock, a little bit of a different lighting, a different backdrop, anything like that can serve a little bit of a change. The second one, I mentioned it for the girls, but I'll mention it for the boys as well. If you can control the glass, both of these teams love to get out and run. Lee Scott, especially if you're able to get out in transition and create some live ball turnovers and find your way to the basket, you will love where you're at here late in this contest. We'll be back in 2 minutes. We're going to get a prayer, we're going to get a national anthem, and we're going to get those starting lineups here as we're just about underway between Lee Scott and Dadeville in the varsity boys game when we come back. You're listening to Lee Scott Academy Basketball on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Okay, scratch that. No prayer, no anthem, or starting lineups. We're underway here in the varsity boys game. Warriors going left to right. Aiden Harper, right wing three, too short off the front of the rim, then the backboard. Rebound ripped down by the Tigers. Again, Warriors going left to right on your radio dial, and as we see it here in the road in the opposing stands, Warriors in their road blues with the red stripe down the side. Tigers in their home whites with the black stripe going down either side. Could have been a moving screen. No call. Floater no good. Parker Wright rips down the rebound. A lot of contact. Still no foul. And he's able to find Hayden Harper, who skip passes it to Barrett Cook. His left corner three couldn't get it to go. Parks Myers with the offensive rebounds. And now he'll try on the right wing. That one no good. Warriors 0 for 3 from the three-point line to get this one underway in the opening minute. Still no score between Lee Scott and the Tigers of Dadeville. As we welcome you in here early on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Layup no good. Would have been a double dribble if he came away with it. But instead had his foot on the line, did Kai Moss for the Tigers. And with 6:41 to play in this opening period, the Warriors will go the other way. Harper has it on the far corner. Now with Barrett Cook on the left wing. Overhead pass. And another one to Hayden Harper. Now down low to Barrett Cook. He gets tied up, and they're going to get another jump ball between Barrett Cook and Kai Moss. It will be, after a long talking a bit of confusion, it will be Tigers basketball. Warriors set up the press, and they get a steal. Grayson Haley, nice spin move on the middle of the paint. Gets to his spot on the left block, and the layup is up and good. Warriors almost forced another turnover on the inbounds. Ball works its way underneath the paint, and now it is stolen by Hayden Harper. A little out of control by the Tigers. Hayden Harper Euro steps into the teeth of the defense, and he will draw some contact and work his way to the free throw line. First free throw from Harper. Doesn't drop. Second free throw is up, and it is good. So Hayden Harper splits the pair at the free throw line halfway through. Actually, not quite halfway through the opening period. Right-handed layup, no good. Blocked by Barrett Cook. Offensive putback, and Kai Moss with the easy offensive rebound and layup. And now a charge. We're going the other way. They'll call it on Parker Ryan. I did not think that was the right call. I don't think that Coach William Johnson thought so either. Warriors lead 3-2, 5:43 remaining in the opening period. A steal on the inbounds. A whole lot of contact on the Haley layup. No call, and another blocking foul after a late whistle, but the correct call is Barrett Cook was trying to get the basketball on the offensive rebound and tried to slow things down. They'll call a blocking foul on the Tigers. Hayden Harper dribbling across half court. Now to Grayson Haley. Now the corner with Parks Myers. Now into the corner with Barrett Cook. Now to the low block, Parker Wright. Back out to Barrett Cook. His catch and shoot three can't go. Hayden Harper, long rebound. His turnaway fadeaway gets blocked. But Parks Myers comes away with it. Wild right-handed layup, no good. Barrett Cook, another offensive rebound. Warriors dominating the offensive glass here early. Another one there following the miss. Gray Haley gets his own miss. And Haley, with the running floater, gets it to go, and a steal on the inbounds. Haley once again threw a whole lot of contact. Can't get the layup to go, but through a lot of contact, will draw a whistle. And number one in Navy will head to the free throw line. 4:48 remaining in this high-octane opening period. Only 7 points scored. Grayson Haley with four, Hayden Harper with one. Haley at the stripe looking to add to it. First free throw off the back iron. A look inside Neville Arena on the sister station. Wings 94-3. Auburn currently leads the Bulldogs of Mississippi State 27-17 with 7.5 to play in the first half. And we'll try and get an update on the Auburn High game as well. That one on 96-3 W. Lee. Gray Haley splits the pair at the free throw line. He now has five here early. A two-on-one fast break. But Parker Wright played it beautifully. He comes away with a steal. Chapman Harris, who's just subbed into the basketball game, will dribble the ball up the floor. Will Lyles also subbed in. Chapman Harris straight away three. Got it. The southpaw knocks in the first triple of the night for the Warriors. The ball gets knocked out of bounds, and they'll say that it was out on the Tigers. Hayden Harper will inbound the basketball under his own basket. Warriors lead 9-2 here halfway through this opening period. Harris thought about the three once again, but a kick to Haley in the short corner through a lot of contact goes up and will earn his way to the charity stripe. And now we do have an update between Auburn High and Benjamin Russell. The Auburn High girls lead 48-21 at the halftime break. Haley leaves the first free throw short. Second free throw Can't get that one to go either. The free throw line not being too friendly to the Warriors so far in this opening period. Right corner three from Levi Childers is nothing but air, but an offensive rebound. And a putback from Kai Moss. Can't get the layup, but will earn his way to the charity stripe. Coach William Johnson telling his team, you got to rebound the basketball if you're able to go the other way. First free throw from Kai Moss, who has all 3 points for the Tigers here so far. Second free throw is up and good as well. 9-4. Your score, Lee Scott out in front. Will Lyles catch and shoot right wing three, left wing three rather, and he knocks it down. Will Lyles, once he gets into that shooting motion, he's one of those guys you don't want to let get hot. Tigers unable to inbound the basketball. They'll take a timeout. We'll take one with them here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Halfway through the first quarter, Warriors out in front by 8, 12-4. You're listening to Lee Scott Academy Basketball on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
Tigers still having trouble getting the ball across half court, almost a 10-second count, but they finally do now have it in the near corner right in front of us here, right in front of our setup in this corner of the away fans. Ball staying on this side of the perimeter. They finally feed it inside to Kai Moss. And a fight for the basketball, but Moss had his left foot on the baseline. It blend in a little bit more, but he's wearing the neon green shoes. All of these guys have mismatched shoes on, the left shoe in green, the right shoe in orange throughout the entire squad of Dadeville Tigers. The Warriors currently lead 12-4 here, 3 minutes remaining in the opening period. Chapman Harris catch and shoot three, got it. Harris now with two threes here early. The Warriors with three combined and a steal from Will Lyles on the inbounds pass now to Brooks Zachary, who just checked in. Hayden Harper, his left wing three, and he knocks it down. Warriors feeling it from deep now. Following the start, we started 0 for 3. They've knocked down their last three. Brooks Zachary with the rebound. Coach William Johnson screaming at his team to go. Hayden Harper now to Chapman Harris. Hayden Harper, same spot, same result. Hayden Harper knocks down back-to-back threes, and I think they just gave him a technical. They did. They teed up number two following the made three. I believe he let Levi Childers know about it a little bit, but Coach William Johnson's begging for some sort of explanation, and he immediately turns to Hayden Harper and puts both pointer fingers to his temples, telling him to be smart. Warriors lead is 17. They lead 21-4. But something like a technical foul is the last thing you want to try and give any team free opportunities to work their way back into the contest. However, Jaden Walton misses the front end. Hayden Harper, 7 points in the first. Chapman Harris with six. Grayson Haley with five. And Will Lyles with four. Will Lyles with three, I apologize. Only four Warriors on the scoreboard so far. And William Johnson will let Hayden Harper take a bit of a breather, calm everything down a little bit. That is Hayden Harper's second technical foul of the season. 2.5 to play here in the opening period. Warriors lead 21-5. Ball sits at the top of the key with Brendan Hawley now to the right wing. Right elbow jumper can't get it to go, but Chapman Harris didn't allow him to land. So Jason Benford will shoot two free throws. First free throw rattles around the rim and goes down for Benford. One thing, I love being right here, right on the floor, right by all the action as the second free throw is no good. Brooke Zachary rips down the offensive rebound, a very quick jump ball. It will stay with the, will stay, I guess, if they call it a jump ball. Nobody had possession. Brooke Zachary clearly did, but a very quick whistle, and the Warriors maintain possession. Wyatt Watley just checks into the game for the Warriors. Will Lyles catch and shoot three, couldn't get that one to go, and now Wyatt Watley in a bit of a trouble himself, tries to attempt the charge. They do give it to him. Chapman Harris was there with the swat. He knocked it out of bounds regardless. But Wyatt Watley, the one-on-three fast break opportunity, and he's able to draw the charge. That's the fifth team foul on the Tigers, but since it was an offensive foul, it won't directly relate to free throws, but any common foul from here on out will result in two free throws. Tigers trying to set up some pressure in their own half court, finds Wyatt Watley, kicks it to Chapman Harris. Right corner three. Chapman Harris is 3 for 3 from behind the stripe tonight. He has 9. Warriors lead is 18. They lead 24-6. And now a travel on the other end of the floor. It was Jason Benford. Thought about the three and then pump fake, but had his momentum going already. And he picked up the pivot foot. Warriors will take over with 1:20 remaining in the first quarter. Brooke Zachary now to Chapman Harris. Once again, that one, oh, won't go. Would have lifted the roof off this opposing side. Chapman Harris, another block, but this time they're going to get Wyatt Watley on the blocking foul, a Euro step. But I believe number 24, Daniels. Chapman Harris showed the hops there. He showed it on the charge as well. No layup coming easy for the Tigers. Warriors lead 24-7. Free throw won't go. Gray Haley rips down the rebound. Wyatt Watley now has it on the block. Barrett Cook now to Haley. Thought about the three. Dribbles into the teeth of the defense. Now Chapman Harris on the pump fake. Ball goes off the knee of William Lyles. And a fast break opportunity. Tigers tried to go behind the back on the layup. Won't get it to go. Offensive rebound, no. The tap out. And they get the rebound to the Tigers. And a reach-in foul on William Lyles, trying to get the poke steal from behind. ...24-7. Warriors out in front of the Tigers. And now with both teams in the bonus, the Tigers will shoot two free throws with 42.5 remaining. First free throw is too strong. Parks Myers will check in for Will Lyles. Second free throw from Daniels is up and good. Gray Haley, the inbounder. Tigers trying to set up something on a full court press. The ball bouncing around. They'll say that it was out off the foot of Gray Haley. The Tigers were trying to save it. I don't know how. But it is Tiger basketball, 32.4 remaining in the opening period. Warriors setting up a little bit of a half-court trap. Almost get a steal. It's knocked out of bounds by Parks Myers. It will stay with the Tigers in their own half court. Under 20 seconds to play. We'll see if the Tigers hold for the final shot. But instead, Tigers throw it out of bounds into the Warriors bench. So now the Warriors with 13.2 seconds remaining. They lead by 16, looking to make it more. Here as we come to the conclusion of the first quarter, Wyatt Watley all the way inside the paint. Why wait for the last shot if you're not going to get picked up until you've already corralled your dribble? He will get fouled on the layup attempt, and he will have the chance to convert both free throws at the stripe. First free throw from Wyatt Watley rattles in and out. Free throw line hasn't been too friendly for, honestly, all four teams so far through the five quarters of play. Watley gets the second one to go down, 25-8, 8 seconds, 7 seconds. Gray Haley with the steal, a pump fake. But they'll say that when he was driving baseline, his left foot slipped out from under him and stepped on the baseline. 4.5 remaining in the opening period. Tigers having trouble inbounding the basketball. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. A travel not called. The shot good if it goes from right around half court, hit the backboard and hit the front of the rim, but would not go down. A dominating first quarter of play, dominating behind the three-point line as well. Warriors 25, Tigers 8 through the first 8 minutes of play. We'll be back with the second quarter when we come back on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Tigers get the basketball to start the second quarter. They trail the Lee Scott Warriors 25-8 here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Right-handed layup won't go. Offensive putback won't go, but a foul on Lee Scott. They're going to get Parks Myers on the foul on the lower half of the body on Kai Moss, who stands at the free throw line. First free throw off the front of the rim. .743 remaining in the second quarter, just getting underway. Moss unable to convert on either free throw. Again, the free throw line hasn't been very friendly. Hayden Harper, left wing three, couldn't get that one to go. And a defensive rebound ripped down by Brandez Eason. Tigers quick and transition, right corner three won't go. Moss, another offensive rebound. Layup might have been blocked, and Gray Haley rips down the rebound. Hayden Harper in transition. Euro step. Woo-hoo, he gets it to go. Hayden Harper had Barrett Cook in the far corner if he wanted to. A pump fake and a Euro step. And number two now with nine of the Warriors 27 here through 9 minutes of play. A look inside. Neville Arena. Tigers lead the Bulldogs of Mississippi State 43-27 right around a minute to play in the first half. 27-8, your score here. Lee Scott trying to move to 19-3, 2-0 in area play. Hayden Harper gets a steal on the inbound through a lot of contact, the bucket and the foul. Hayden Harper back-to-back buckets, and he has a chance to make it three with the old-fashioned three-point play at the free throw line. And he does. Back-to-back buckets. Hayden Harper now with five in the second quarter. He has 12 in the contest. Tigers are able to break the press of Lee Scott. I'm trying to go baseline. Gets poked away by Gray Haley. It'll be Tigers basketball under their own basket. Standing on the A in Dadeville. 6:45 remaining in the second quarter. Warriors with a 30-8 advantage. Ball sits on the far or the near corner right here in front of us, and I think they're going to get Barrett Cook with a loose ball foul trying to go over the back. They will, as they tried to inbound it down into the low block. Already four team fouls for the Warriors here, a minute and 20 seconds into this second quarter. Hayden Harper, great on-ball defense. And now a push on the other end, as it came into the hands of Barrett Cook. Hayden Harper will walk the ball up the floor across the Tiger eyes here on the campus of the Dadeville Tigers. Hayden Harper now a pump fake, a lot of contact, and he's unable to get the shot off, but will draw the foul on the right block, the third team foul for the Tigers. The first quarter that flew by, a second quarter, we're only about a minute and 40 seconds in. Feels like it's already lasted the length of the first quarter. Barrett Cook inbounding the basketball. Ball gets hit or tipped and hits the back of the backboard and deflects right back out of bounds. It'll stay Warrior basketball. 6:16 to play in the second quarter. Hayden Harper has it in the near corner. Now Barrett Cook back to Hayden Harper. Thought about the three. Decides to work his way through the defense. Left-handed scoop layup won't go. And the Tigers are able to clear it. Thought about the three. Did Kai Moss. Now sits in the far corner. Ball rolling around. It's Barrett Cook who has it. He's able to find Hayden Harper. And the Warriors have numbers. Will Lyles has it, comes to a jump stop. Hayden Harper, far corner three, should have been a foul, still able to knock down the triple. Hayden Harper with eight alone in the third quarter. Tigers try and answer with a three of their own, are unable to, but they're able to get the offensive rebounds, and they'll slow things down. Jaden Walton has it on the left wing. Will Lyles guarding him now, Gray Haley. Barrett Cook went for the steal, was unable to get it, but the Warriors do a nice job of a scramble drill defensively. Ball gets poked away from behind. It'll stay right here with the Tigers. Five 11 to play in the second quarter. This time Barrett Cook does get a steal. It took a second. The ball almost hit the Raptors, but Cook is able to get the steal. Now Gray Haley threw a lot of contact, tried to get the left-handed reverse, is unable to get it to go, but will shoot two at the free throw line. 5 minutes to play in the second quarter. Warriors lead 33-8. First free throw from Gray Haley. Can't get it to go. Oh, Second free throw from Haley. He's able to knock it down. Haley up to six in the contest. Warriors lead is 26. They lead 34-8. 14 fouls from both teams. So any common foul, and either team will shoot free throws for the remainder of the second quarter. Three ball, no good. Barrett Cook, a long rebound. Gray Haley threw a lot of contact. Now to Will Lyles, and they're going to call a foul on the floor prior to the layup. But again, with the Warriors now in the bonus, they will shoot two free throws. First free throw from Lyles. Can't get it to go. 4.5 to play in the second quarter. Three Warriors sub in. Three Warriors sub out. Second free throw rattles in and out. Will Lyles can't convert at the stripe. The Tigers are unable to get the defensive rebound. It'll stay Warrior basketball, or will it? They ended up changing the call. It's Tiger basketball. 4:22 remaining in the second quarter. Warriors applying all sorts of full court pressure defense. Could have been a travel, no call. Hayden Harper gets the steal regardless. Will Lyles now running the floor. And a poke steal from behind right into the mat of the Tiger Eyes. Love the Dadeville logo staring right back at us here. With 4:11 in the second period. Hayden Harper now to Chapman Harris. Thought about the three but decides to back it out. Now to Brooke Zachary. He works his way, gets 2 feet in the paint, tries to kick it to Chapman Harris, but the ball gets intercepted with 4 minutes to play. Tigers are going the other way. Tigers again going right to left here in this first half on your radio dial. Warriors will be going left to right. They'll flip after the conclusion of the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. Some nice on-ball movement. A foul on the layup. Can't get it to go. Did Jaden Walton. But a nice little motion offense. Got the on-ball screen and had a nice hole on the right side and will shoot two free throws, and he knocks down the first. That is the first points for the Tigers here in this second quarter, and it comes with 3:37 in the second quarter. Second free throw too strong off the back iron. William Lyles rips down the rebound. Hayden Harper, catch and shoot, right wing three. That's too easy. Hayden Harper now with 11 in the second quarter alone. He's up to 18 in the contest. Tigers in transition, able to draw the foul on the layup. They will head back to the charity stripe. Again, a first quarter that absolutely flew by. Second quarter doing all but that here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. First free throw rattles in and out for Jason Benford. Wyatt Watley will check into the game for Will Lyles. A nice applause from his coaches and teammates, working really hard. Only has 3 points to show for it, but has played really hard here in this first half. Benford splits the pair. .318 remaining in this second quarter. Tigers setting up a full court zone press, but the Warriors able to break it with ease. Ball swinging around the perimeter, and now with Hayden Harper, finger roll layup. His momentum was carrying him to the left, was able to get it up and get it to go with the right hand. Hayden Harper now on fire here in this second period. Warriors lead is 29 with 2:55 remaining in the second quarter. Tigers trying to inbound the basketball. Turn it over once again. Hayden Harper with a steal. Chapman Harris, reverse layup, won't go. Gets his own rebound. Now back out to Hayden Harper. Now to Wyatt Watley. His right wing three is buried. Wyatt Watley, first field goal of the game. He now has four. and then gets a poke steal from behind is Wyatt Whatley. A three-on-one fast break opportunity. And Brooke Zachary, the right-handed reverse layup. The ability to use the rim to protect himself. And layup won't go. Warriors now in transition playing L.A. Fitness basketball right now. But the right-handed layup is up and good. 46-10, just like that. Tigers driving the right side, and they're going to get Hayden Harper on the personal foul. But 7 points in a matter of 30 or 40 seconds for the Warriors. And that's what makes this team so, so dangerous. Even if the shots aren't necessarily falling, which has not been the case at all tonight, as Dwight Parker able to knock down the first one. But even if the shots aren't necessarily following, the defensive pressure that Lee Scott has, again, you've only allowed 7 or 11 points in over a quarter and a half. But then how quickly you can go on a run. Parker goes 2 for 2. From the charity stripe, Wyatt Whatley able to break the press. A Euro step from him down low. And they're going to call a travel, I believe, as he tried to feed his teammate down low. 1:56 remaining in the second quarter. Tigers with a hockey substitution. It was Brendez Eason, the only Tiger that stayed on the floor. Everybody else coming off the bench. 46-12, a minute and 45 seconds remaining in the second quarter. Tigers go baseline, able to get it to the top of the key. Catch and shoot is short. Tip out to Brooke Zachary, and he will find Wyatt Whatley, who will set up the offense in the half court. Will Lyles now to Brooke Zachary. Now a kick out. Chapman Harris thought about it, decided not to take it. Wyatt Whatley with the floater, can't get it to go. A fight for the offensive rebound, but the Tigers are able to get it, and then a cheap foul all the way on the other end of the floor from Wyatt Whatley. And you could hear Coach William Johnson say, "What are you doing?" 1:05 remaining in this second quarter, with that being the seventh team foul for the Warriors. The Tigers will shoot free throws. First free throw from Daniels is too strong off the back iron. Second free throw is up, and it is good. 46-13, Lee Scott out in front, and through a lot of contact, I believe they're going to call a charge on Brooke Zachary. They will. And we're going the other way. Grayson Haley will sub in for him. Since it's an offensive foul, no free throws for the Tigers. Under a minute to play. Before we get you started with the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report, we'll dive into the stats, talk about what the Warriors have done well and what they need to do to move to 2-0 in area play. Ball working around the perimeter for the Tigers. Chapman Harris guarding the ball right around the volleyball line. They finally work their way inside the paint with Levi Childers. Fadeaway jumper won't go. Offensive rebound, no. And Wyatt Whatley comes away with the rebound. Should be a foul. It won't be called as he gets pushed from behind. But the ball gets poked away from behind. A lot of contact for no whistle. It will stay Warrior basketball with 22.3 remaining in the second quarter. We'll see if the Warriors hold for the final shot. Haley has it on the right wing. Now to Whatley. Now to Chapman Harris. Pump fake on the three. And now that ball gets stolen as he tried to feed it back to Wyatt Whatley. Grayson Haley is swat from behind, but they'll say that there was contact on the layup. And the Tigers will shoot two free throws. Warriors were just holding for the final shot before the halftime buzzer. But instead of turnover, the Tigers with a couple free throws and a chance to cut into the lead. But as I mentioned, throughout the entire contest, the free throw line has not been very friendly for any of the teams, whether that was the varsity girls for Lee Scott or Dadeville, and the varsity boys game as well. Tigers go 0-for-2 at the free throw line. Ball gets knocked out of bounds. It's Warrior basketball with 4.4. They give it to Will Lyles with 3. Wyatt Whiteley with 2. It's good if it goes. Can't get it off the backboard. And that is how the first half will come to a close. It's been all Warriors here tonight. Varsity girls dominate. And the Warriors out in front in the varsity boys game as well. They lead 46-13 at the halftime break. When we come back, we'll get you started with the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. Try and get an interview with possibly Coach Corey Harris or one of the varsity girls players as well. But 46-13, Lee Scott out in front of the Dadeville Tigers. You're listening to Lee Scott Academy Basketball on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Hey guys, this is Tyler Reynolds with Reynolds Outdoors. Fall is right around the corner, which means hunting season will be on us before you know it. We are now carrying some of the best-known archery brand names like Matthews and PSC to go along with our well-stocked supply of firearms we have always been known for. And did you know we are the largest dealer of box blinds in Alabama, carrying popular brand names like Redneck and Banks? Don't forget, we carry Sitka, Bandit, and Drake apparel as well. Come see us today to meet all of your fall hunting needs. Located on Geneva Street in Opelika.
Owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. The dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Dewitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Dewitt Center and Building Supply.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union. Homegrown and member owned.
We love our members. Our members love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
When bones get out of joint or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
The Lee Scott Academy Basketball Halftime Show is brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic on Tiger Country 104.5.
It's been all Warriors through six quarters of play so far. Varsity girls took care of business 56-18, and the varsity boys have followed suit so far as well. They lead 46-13 at the halftime break, and we welcome you in to the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them on the web at theorthoclinic.com. As I mentioned, all Warriors so far, 46 points in only 16 minutes of gameplay. First quarter flew by with both of these teams wanting to get out in transition, wanting to run the floor. Not a lot of foul calls. Second quarter, the exact opposite, slowed down a lot here in the second quarter. But again, Warriors do such a good job defensively creating live ball turnovers throughout the contest that they still dominate, even if the Tigers are winning in the free throw category. Let's take a look at some of the halftime stats. They're brought to you by Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price, who reminds you that if you need services from her office, there's the main office at the courthouse in Opelika and satellite offices in Auburn and Smith Station. Going down the lineup on the score sheet here that I have right now, Grayson Haley with six. Hayden Harper leads the way, leads all scorers in the contest. He has 18. Will Lyles with three. Chapman Harris with nine. Wyatt Watley with four. Brooke Zachary with two. And I believe it was Jack Egan, or possibly Cord Zellner. Looks like Mr. Zellner, but I believe they might have changed numbers. But Cord Zellner in there with two as well to give the Warriors their 46 points at the halftime break, something that the Warriors have done really, really well so far. Something that I've been a little critical at certain times with Warriors settling a little bit from behind the arc. So far tonight, they've done a really nice job of getting paint touches and then kickouts for the threes. Again, if you're able to penetrate the defense, get a wide open catch and shoot three or a transition three, those are much higher quality shots, much better percentages if you look at it. And then the second chance points as well. Again, offensive rebounds turn into kickouts, turn into wide open buckets. Warriors have dominated from behind the three-point line, and they've also dominated the glass. That was another thing that Coach William Johnson, we've heard him talk about plenty of times here. Again, as I'm right behind him, I can hear a majority of what goes on in some of the huddles. But saying that continuing to stress rebounding, especially on the defensive end of the floor, limiting them to one possession at a time, getting the defensive rebound, clearing, and allowing your team to get out in transition. Again, we've talked about it all year long. This is a team that wants to get out in transition. They don't want to run a half-court set. They can if they need to, but it's not necessarily a team that wants to get out and slow things down in their own half court. They want to let their athleticism take the better of their opponents, and so far they have done just that. And then made baskets, allow a full court trap, and they've created plenty of turnovers on the inbounds, a couple of 10-second turnovers as well, or a couple of home run passes where the Warriors, or the Tigers rather, of Danville just trying to get the ball across the half court timeline and are unable to do so. And the Warriors dominating the first 16 minutes of play. They lead 46-13. When we come back, we'll get you started with the Mountain High second half tip-off. 46-13, Warriors out in front on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hey guys, this is Tyler Reynolds with Reynolds Outdoors. Fall is right around the corner, which means hunting season will be on us before you know it. We are now carrying some of the best-known archery brand names like Matthews and PSC to go along with our well-stocked supply of firearms we have always been known for. And did you know we are the largest dealer of box blinds in Alabama, carrying popular brand names like Redneck and Banks? Don't forget, we carry Sitka, Bandit, and Drake apparel as well. Come see us today to meet all of your fall hunting needs. Located on Geneva Street in Opelika.
Home buying has never been simple.
In today's economy, it's vital to work with an experienced lender who understands your needs. Auburn Bank's mortgage lending team is made up of local folks who can help you navigate the process. Whether it's finding your dream home or making improvements to your existing home, stop by our new home in the Auburn Bank Center. We'll be glad to help. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 403461.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Let's get back to the LSA action. It's on to the second half of our game, presented by Mountain High Outfitters on Tiger Country 104.5.
Warriors lead is 33 as we get you started with the second half tip-off. It's brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters. They're celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can check out their store on South College Street, right across from the Auburn University campus. So we thank them for sponsoring the second half tip-off tonight. Lee Scott will get the basketball to get things going here in this third quarter. They're now going right to left on your radio dial. So if you're watching on the stream, they will be scoring right in front of the camera here on this away section. Warriors in their road blue. Barrett Cook catch and shoot triple. Can't get it to go. Rebound fought for and ripped down by the Tigers. A block from behind, and Gray Haley, a late whistle as he tried to split the defense. As he crosses half court, and he will draw the foul. Hayden Harper slowing things down, will set up the offense. Parks Myers has it now, Hayden Harper. Now Gray Haley back to Barrett Cook, thought about the three in the same spot, decided not to take it. Ball continuing to work its way around the perimeter. Parker Wright threw a whole lot of contact. The fadeaway on the layup. Can't get it to go, but will draw the whistle. And we'll head to the free throw line. Parker Wright scoreless in the first half. He ends that streak right there. Makes the front end at the free throw line. 47-13. Lee Scott out in front of the Daveville Tigers. Lee Scott on the road for technically the first of three. Would have been the second of four, but the game's at Notasoga thanks to the scary, scary snowstorm that happened in Auburn, Alabama. Well, with some safety of some roads, decided it was better not to play. That one right-handed layup is blocked off the backboard on the way up. Hayden Harper can't get it. The Tigers now going in transition. Right wing three is too short. The offensive rebound. However, they're actually going to call a foul on the rebound. They're going to get it on Parks Myers. If I was the Tigers, I would have wanted that one to play out because it was an offensive rebound and an easy layup. But instead, they did call the weak foul. I believe it. One of the Tigers has a little bit of blood on him, so he will sub out for a time being. Couldn't quite see who it was, but Jason Benford will sub in. A nice out of bounds set by the Tigers. And Brendez Easton gets the scoring started for the Tigers here in the third quarter. Gray Haley has it now. Parks Myers in the near corner. Bounce pass to Hayden Harper. Right-handed reverse layup won't go. Blocked off the bricks by Benford. Harper didn't have much of an angle. Tried to go up and under on the reverse. Barrett Cook, this time he does knock down the triple. Barrett Cook in the scoring column with three. The lethal shooter, once you see one go through, won't be surprised if he gets hot and decides to pull it a couple more times. 50-15 here in this third quarter. 5:40 to play in the third. Tigers running a slow set on the offensive end of the floor. A 20-foot elbow jumper, no good. Hayden Harper with the rebound underneath the basket. He picked up his dribble and tried a home run pass. Couldn't get it to go. And after a steal, left-handed layup is no good. They smoked the layup. Barrett Cook now with transition numbers. Decided not to go up and kicked it out to Gray Haley. Hayden Harper's three is too strong. And now Barrett Cook gets the offensive rebound. I was going to say now buries that, but couldn't get that layup to go. But Gray Haley with the rebound, and they'll call a tie-up. They'll say it's Tiger basketball. I might have jinxed Barrett Cook on that one. Said that once he makes one, you might see him pull it a couple times. I thought he had a couple easy opportunities. Couldn't get him to go. 50-14, 4.5 to play in the third quarter. Warriors on the road, and they are out in front of the Tigers. A long left wing three, well short. Would have been good if you were standing at the three-point line, but when you were two steps back, the ball hits out of bounds. Hayden Harper quick to bring the ball across half court. Tries to find Gray Haley, but the pass is intercepted. And the inside layup on the left side is up and good. 50-17. Parks Myers now a little out of control. Will get benefited on the bailout. They'll call a blocking foul. Thought it very easily could have been a travel. But the Warriors will benefit from the call. Halfway through this third quarter, a slow scoring start to the third quarter at least. Barrett Cook has a three and Parker Wright has a free throw. Will Lyles tries to change that. The running three in the far corner can't get it to go. The ball goes out of bounds on the Tigers. It'll stay Warrior basketball. Catch and shoot three from Wyatt Watley. Too strong. A lot of contact on the offensive rebound. First opportunity won't go from Will Lyles, but the second chance will. A tough bucket from number three in Navy. The Tigers respond right away with a three of their own. Warriors lead 52-20, 3 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Brooke Zachary, little touch shot right inside the free throw line. Couldn't get it to go. Smacks his hands on the way back as the Tigers clear the rebound. Same spot. Well too strong on the left wing three, the Tigers. The catch and shoot three on the right side now. The right wing can't get it to go. Will Lyles with yet another rebound. Chapman Harris thought about the three, now to the short corner, now inside to Will Lyles, who finds Brooke Zachary. Great ball movement by the Warriors. Chapman Harris to the short corner to Will, to Will Lyles, down to Barrett Cook. Ball went to the short corner, to the free throw line, to the right block, all without a dribble, and before the defense in their zone could react. It's now 54-20, Lee Scott. 2.5 to play, and the clock beginning to run. Here in the Dadeville Gymnasium. And again, a big thank you to everybody at Dadeville for setting me up with a really nice spot. A foul on the inbounds for the Tigers right in front of the Tiger basket. But again, for the coaches that were helping me out, for a couple of the parents that I didn't let them, but they offered to help carry some stuff in. Left-handed layup, no good. Chapman Harris with the rebound. Wyatt Watley thought about the three on the pull-up, but kicks it to Will Lyles, who gets inside the paint. A pump fake, gets the defender up in the air, jumps straight through him, and is able to finish through the contact. He'll work his way to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. Will Lyles had three in the first half, already has four here in the third, looking to make it five with the and-one free throw. And he does. Warriors lead 57-20, under 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. Lee Scott well on their way to moving to 19-3, and most importantly, 2-0 in area play. Ball goes baseline and into the short corner. A running pull-up jumper, and they're going to call a foul. I'm not sure if they got it on. I believe they called it on Chapman Harris, going for the block on the backside. First free throw, no good by Cord Jefferson. A look back into Auburn, Alabama. The Auburn High School girls just defeated Benjamin Russell 76-63. We'll get a live look inside Neville Arena here in just a moment as well. Under 40 seconds to play in the third period. Wyatt Watley patrolling the offense. He has it at the top of the key. He kicks it out to Will Lyles. Now to Brooke Zachary. Chapman Harris now out to Wyatt Watley. Thought about the three, then tries to go baseline, gets cut off. But a beautiful pass to Chapman Harris, and his right wing three is buried. Chapman Harris now with 12. He's in double figures with 10 seconds to play in the third quarter. Nice up and under scoop layup by the Tigers. 7 seconds, 6 seconds, 5 seconds. Wyatt Watley across the timeline finds Chapman Harris. His three, good if it goes. He got it. Took one dribble to his left and pulled up from 25 feet and able to knock it down as the third quarter buzzer sounds. Chapman Harris up to 15, and that takes us to the end of the third period. It's all Warriors here tonight, 63-22 through 24 minutes of play. We'll be back with the final 8 minutes when we come back on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hey guys, this is Tyler Reynolds with Reynolds Outdoors. Fall is right around the corner, which means hunting season will be on us before you know it. We are now carrying some of the best-known archery brand names like Matthews and PSC to go along with our well-stocked supply of firearms we have always been known for. And did you know we are the largest dealer of box blinds in Alabama, carrying popular brand names like Redneck and Banks? Don't forget, we carry Sitka, Bandit, and Drake apparel as well. Come see us today to meet all of your fall hunting needs. Located on Geneva Street in Opelika.
Chapman Harris, 6 points in about 20 seconds to end the third quarter, including a running three right at the buzzer. We get the fourth quarter started. It's Warrior basketball, but they turn it over on the opening possession. The Tigers smoke two layups and a fight for the basketball now on the far baseline. And now, after a brief moment of discussion, it is Warrior basketball, 63-22. All Warriors here tonight. And some substitutions for the Warriors as Brooke Zachary is able to drive through the defense in the up-and-under layup. He gets to go. Tigers trying to respond with a layup that sits on the front of the rim for like 2 seconds. And finally, falls away from the basket. Goes out of bounds off the Warriors. It will stay with the Tigers under their own basket. 65-22, 6:40 to play in the fourth quarter. A spinning jumper. I believe they're going to get Griffin Gaston on the reach-in foul. They're going to count the basket as well. I thought it was well before well before the shot it would count in the NBA, but they'll say that it counts here inside the Dadeville Gymnasium. Unable to convert on the three-point play, and Brooke Zachary taking it the other way. A nice Euro step, right-handed layup is up and good. Brooke Zachary back-to-back buckets, and the Warriors continue to pad the lead. Tough shot from 7 feet right inside the paint from Jaden Walton. Brooke Zachary with a turnover. Tigers now going the other way. He'll let the point guard Walton take it coast to coast. 67-28 here with 5.5 to play in the fourth quarter. A kick to the corner. Too strong from Clayton Burns. But I believe they're going to call a loose ball foul. They actually called it on Brooke Zachary for the Warriors. I thought it was going to stay here. Instead, the basketball will work its way down the length of the floor. 5 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. All Warriors, they lead 67-28. Catch and shoot three on the right wing. Can't get it to go. Offensive rebounds with Walton through a lot of contact. His jumper won't go, but the putback from Benford will. The Tigers starting the fourth quarter off strong. A little too late. It's trying to build some momentum as Griffin Gaston works his way baseline and will work his way to the free throw line. First free throw too strong from Griffin Gaston. A look inside Neville Arena, where the number one team in the country, the Auburn Tigers, lead the Mississippi State Bulldogs 60-39. Gaston gets the second free throw to go with 4 minutes to play. Warriors, I was going to say, continue to slow things down, but Brooke Zachary has other ideas. And a three ball in the corner. Clayton Burns this time knocks it down. Burns now with three. Lead continues to swell. Warriors lead 71-32. A foul inside. I believe they're going to get Braden Martin. Held up the number 14, and Martin was on the other side of the rim. Ball inbounding under their own baskets. The Warriors' pressure forces a turnover with 3 minutes to play in the contest. Brooke Zachary dribbling the basketball across half court. Warriors will slow things down here in their own half court. Griffin Gaston tries to go baseline, and Kai Moss tries to cut him off, but Gaston threw a whole lot of contact, and I believe they just teed Moss up. They did. The foul was the foul was 50-50. They gave it to the benefit of the Warriors, but Moss, guessing with a little bit of verbiage to the referee, showing his disapproval for the call. Clayton Burns unable to knock down the free throws. A surprise right now, looking at some college basketball scores. Ole Miss leading the Alabama Crimson Tide 46-42 with 12 minutes to play. That one in Tuscaloosa. Brooke Zachary reverse layup won't go. And they're going to call Burns for the personal foul. 8th-ranked Kentucky out in front of 11th-ranked Texas A&M. That one approaching the 15-minute mark in the second half. Right wing three, left wing three, rather. Can't get it to go. Griffin Gaston rips down the rebound with 1 minute remaining here in the contest. He throws the ball out of bounds with a running clock. Under 55, under 50 now to play in the fourth quarter. You can catch the remainder of the Auburn-Mississippi State game on Wings 94.3, one of our sister stations here at Auburn Network. Auburn High School and Benjamin Russell about to get going as well. That one on 96.3 W. Lee. And now a whole lot of movement. And that's a technical foul as Griffin Gaston was walking away from the play. A couple Tigers walked up, and again, Griffin Gaston had his back turned. And number zero, I don't have his name, but squared up and walked up to Griffin Gaston. I wouldn't be surprised if they decided to just go ahead and call it here. Again, it's 71-32 in garbage time. There was absolutely nothing doing there but some frustration for the Tigers. Dable does do a nice job of containing the emotion. I mean, the Warriors have nothing but smiles. But a bit of a uncharismatic ending as emotions getting the better of everybody. Again, Griffin Gaston has nothing but smiles right now, and they're trying to decide with everything, but I mean, that's bad right there, folks. I didn't see what happened. I was getting everything ready for the post-game show. I heard the whistle blow, and I saw Griffin Gaston walking back to the Warrior bench. And number zero for Dadeville essentially squared up to Griffin Gaston. And the referees will just go ahead and blow this one dead, I believe. And, or are they going to say that Gaston does need to shoot the technical free throws? I mean, a whole lot of absolutely nothing that should have gone on has turned into a little bit of a safety concern. Both fans on both ends have stood up and made their way to the exits, and to keep everything safe, I believe they're not going to allow either team to shake hands just to create anything else from happening here. Unfortunate that the end of the game took away the bright spots a little bit for the Warriors. But the Warriors, regardless, dominate on the road. Varsity girls win big, and the varsity boys with a 71-32 victory over the Dadeville Tigers. There's still some stuff going on the floor right now. Not exactly sure what it is. The game, as I believe, has ended, and now we do have official word that the game will go ahead and end right there. Again, with the running clock, the clock hit zeros when the referees were trying to smooth everything out. And again, credit to the Dadeville Tigers for doing their job for the most part, keeping everybody's emotions in check. But an ending that's not deserved for the Warriors. They dominate here on the road, winning 71-32. We'll come back here in 2 minutes, do a quick wrap-up show, talk about some final stats and our next broadcast. We'll do all of that here in a moment as we're still trying to get everything sorted out here on the campus of Dadeville. But what we do know, Warriors are victorious, 71-32. We'll be back in 2 minutes on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, The Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Warriors, for the second straight contest, complete the three-game sweep. JV boys, varsity girls, and varsity boys. Hello, everybody. Welcome in to the post-game show here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Christian Griffin, I brought you all of the action here tonight. We appreciate everybody for tuning in and for their support of Lee Scott Academy basketball. We'll start with the varsity girls. They pick up a 56-18 victory over the Dadeville Tigers here on the road, following their most impressive win of the season to date. Again, at home, they defeated the undefeated Holtville Bulldogs 44-36 and continue to build on the momentum. The varsity girls move to 11-10, but most importantly, they move to 2-0 in area play. Clark Ivett and Sydney Dunlap, they combined leading the way. They both had 16 points in the contest to lead the way for the Warriors. Haynes Kesey had 4, Lucy Zellner with 5, Herndon with 3, Camden Cleveland with 3. Again, excited to see number 21 back in the Navy jersey tonight. Sutton Lewis had 5, and Riley Fields with 2. And on the boys' side of things, working their way down the lineup, Grayson Haley had 6, Hayden Harper had 18, Parker Wright with a lone point, William Lyles had 7, Chapman Harris, a big night for him, especially from behind the three-point line. He finished with 15, Wyatt Watley with 4, Brooke Zachary with 8, Barrett Cook with 3, Cord Zellner with 2, Griffin Gaston with a lone point, and Mr. Burns, the corner 3, to complete the scoring for the Lee Scott Academy Warriors. Our next broadcast here on the Lee Scott Sports Network will be Friday as the Warriors head to Phoenix City to take on the rival Glenwood Gators. This will be the first time these two teams meet on the hardwood in the AHSAA. Airtime scheduled right around the 5:30 mark, again, give or take, following the junior varsity games. But girls scheduled for 5:30, boys scheduled for 7, right here on the home of your classic country hits, Tiger Country 104.5, the TigerCountry.net, and the Radio Alabama app. Thank you once again for listening to Lee Scott Academy Basketball on the home of the Warriors, Tiger Country 104.5. For everybody at Lee Scott, and once again, a final big thank you to everybody at Dadeville that made tonight successful for us, especially on the Lee Scott Sports Network, giving us a nice place to set everything up and allow us to call a game here in their home gymnasium. But again, for everybody at Lee Scott and everybody at Auburn Network, I'm Christian Griffin. Until next time, have a great night. Stay safe. And as always, it's a great night to be a Warrior.
Lee Scott Academy Basketball has been presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, Acre Restaurant, Mountain High Outfitters, Auburn Bank, and Gouge Performing Arts Center. Also brought to you by Russell Building Supply, Advanced Graphics, Auburn Express Towing, and Four Seasons Federal Credit Union. Follow LSA Action here.